The following message is from New Life Gillette series, Normal is Broken. This week, Pastor Mike concludes with part four of this series.
Good morning. It is good to see you this morning. I'm glad that you have made it with all the snow and stuff. It's starting to feel like December, and anybody who was worried that we weren't going to have a white Christmas in Wyoming has now put their worries at ease. Unless you don't like white Christmases, then, well, I'm sorry. So let me say welcome to those of you who are watching online, to the guys over at the prison and at the jail, and those of you who are here in the room. We are concluding a series today. We're walking through the book of Malachi to lead us, ending the Old Testament, leading us to the New Testament and to the birth of Christ. And that starts next week. Next week, we're going to take a journey with the wise men to Jesus. The wise men gave three gifts to Jesus, and we're going to talk about each one of those three gifts in the next series and what they mean to us in our world today. But if we can, before we get there, I would like to review where we've been. So let's go back through the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi is four chapters. The first chapter is all about faithfulness. How do we be faithful to the mission and the instructions of God and to his calling? The second chapter taught us how to be faithful in our family relationships. How do we be faithful to our spouses? The third chapter taught us how to be faithful to God. And he says that the way that we do this is with our tithes and offerings. If we are not tithing, we are stealing from him, is what Malachi tells us. And then the fourth chapter of Malachi is all about forgiveness. And so I want to talk about forgiveness today, honestly, I picked forgiveness because it started with F and all the other ones did, and that was kind of cool to me. Alliteration, is that what that's called? Where it starts with the same letter? Yeah, I think it's called alliteration. I wanted to do that, but it's really about this idea that everybody will be judged. And to those who are forgiven or to those who are healed, they can spend eternity with God rather than apart from God. So today we are going to talk about what does it look like to set ourselves up to spend eternity with God. And if I just tried to summarize the whole book of Malachi with one sentence or with five words, I'd say Malachi says this: live like heaven is coming. Because Malachi steps onto the scene in Israel at a time when they're just not living the way God told them to live. And Malachi, like most of the prophets, steps onto the scene and said, like, stop! You're not doing it right. You're not obeying him. You're not following him. You're not doing the things you were told to do. Stop! And give yourselves back to God. He says, I know this is normal to you, but normal is broken. And we, I think, instinctively as human beings know that this is true as well. The way we're living our lives today is not the way they were intended to be lived, right? Like, we've come to terms to this. We've kind of recognized this. And Malachi even takes it one step further. He's like, listen, I understand the world is broken. And then he takes it one step further and he says, listen, did you know that there's an expiration date to the world? There's an ending date. There's a date at which all of the things that we're doing will kind of be understood, because the world as we know it is going to end. The world as we know it has an expiration date. And instinctively, we all know this as well, right? Like, everybody's got their different conspiracy theories about how the world is going to end, but everybody believes the world is going to end. Maybe it's a zombie takeover, or artificial intelligence and robots are going to become aware and they're going to fight us. Maybe it's nuclear war that we fear. Maybe it's global warming. There's no God out there who's going to protect the planet and all this. And so we get fearful of global warming going to destroy the world. The sun's going to burn up. Or maybe it's God's judgment. Maybe God is just going to get sick of us and smite us all. But the reality is, all of us believe, for one reason or another, that the world is going to end. The problem is, no one knows when. Except for Paul Begley. Bob Begley is an expert on the Mayan calendar. And even though so many people in the past have interpreted the Mayan calendar to say that the world was going to end in the past, he actually knows the true date. And he says that this week, the world is going to end on December 21st. Coming up. So I don't know how you've prepared. Actually, I really want to call Paul Begley and say, hey, listen, let's make a bet. $1 million, I will bet you that the world is not going to end on December 21st. And I know what you're thinking, Mike, Christians don't bet. You can't gamble as a Christian. I'll tithe the winnings. And if I'm wrong, if the world does end on December 21st, I will pay you $1 million on December 22nd. No, the reality is, Scripture is quite clear that no one knows when the world will end. We know that the world as we know it is going to end, but we don't know when. Now, full disclosure, I am a part of a small but reputable group of people who believe that the world is going to end when cats evolve and grow thumbs. But other than that, nobody knows. Okay, we're going to move on to Malachi now. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 says, "The Lord of heaven's armies." I love this title he gives God. He's like, just let you know this guy is powerful. "The Lord of heaven's armies says, the day of judgment is coming." And what's that judgment going to look like? "Burning like a furnace." And you get imagery of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace. And I don't know if you realize this, but if you've read the prophets much, their news is not always the kind, gentle, polite news, right? It's the repent or you're going to die type news. So Malachi is talking about a pretty terrifying event in which God is going to judge everyone, good or bad, naughty or nice, innocent or guilty. Everyone's going to be judged. And some people say that this judgment was something that Malachi was telling was going to happen like soon, like in the lifetime of Jesus or after Jesus dies and resurrection, and then everybody was judged and then we're all just kind of living through that. And then other people believe that the judgment is going to happen later when Christ returns and that everybody will be judged. But one way or the other, whichever it is, there is going to be a judgment. And everybody is going to be judged. And on that day, the arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw. So when you're judged, it's going to happen. What do you hope that God remembers? When you are judged and all the evidence is brought forward to decide which side of the equation you fall on, what do you hope that God forgets? What will you need forgiveness for, and what will be celebrated? Because those who are found guilty, the sinners, will be consumed. And he gives an analogy, roots, branches, and all. Just totally consumed. Ashes. Last week, Malachi talks about tithing. This week, he's talking about being burned up in fire. He's such a kind guy. This week is all about judgment. But there's good news. Christmas is coming. Can you say that with me? Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. Let's just celebrate that. 2020 needs to end, right? Christmas is coming. If you're watching online, type that in the chat. Christmas is coming. And Christmas is coming to Malachi's message as well. "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his." So the Son of Righteousness now is called a his, a he. The Son of Righteousness is not some, it's not talking about the actual Son. "The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings." So verse 1, bad news. Verse 2, really good news. He's talking about the Messiah that the Jews have been looking for a long time. And he's saying the Jews is coming. And when Jesus is coming. The Messiah is coming. And when he does, he is going to heal God's children. Judgment is coming, but the Messiah is coming first. That order is important. The Messiah comes first, and then the judgment. And you will go free, leaping with joy like calves out of pasture. I think this is like a Kansas hick talk. And leaping like calves out of pasture or something. And on that day, when I act, you will tread upon the wicked as if they were dust under your feet, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Now, this is pretty clear. He's saying there is a reward for those who are healed by the Son. He doesn't say there's a reward for everybody who does everything that I said you need to do. He doesn't say there's a reward for everybody who tithes or everybody who lives correctly. He says there is a reward for everyone who is healed by the Son of Righteousness. So we're Old Testament. Malachi is telling us right in the beginning, there is forgiveness coming, and it is only those who are forgiven who will be judged righteous. And the healed people will rule over the not healed people. So the judgment will be good news for some. Next slide. I saw a mouse pop up. There we go. The judgment will be good news for some and bad news for others. For some, it will be very good news, and for others, it will be very, very burned up like straw, bad news. Paul said, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. You can't understand it. You can't comprehend it. And this is the reason why everybody's just sitting back right now as if this is just like everyday news, that we can be healed, that we can be forgiven, that we can spend eternity with God, is because we can't actually imagine it. Like no mind can imagine how great it will be to spend eternity with God in the new heavens and the new earth. There God will live with his people, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. So the Son of Righteousness came to earth to tell us about heaven and to die so that we could go there. Malachi is saying, if you are healed by this Son of Righteousness, then you can spend eternity with God. Because here's the hard truth. Hell is our default destination. Mike, that's not fair. No one should have to go to hell. That's not nice. Actually, hell is very fair. It's only fair when people who commit crimes are punished for their crimes. When somebody commits a crime against you, isn't fairness require them to be punished for their crimes? Heaven, however, is not fair. And that's the good news. Grace isn't fair, but it's free. We want to believe that Uncle Ebuchadnezzar is in a better place. But Malachi says that he is only in a better place if he was healed by the Son. Otherwise, Malachi tells us that he was burned up like straw. Jesus says you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. There is only one way to heaven. Forgiveness. There's only one way to heaven. Grace. God's love. You can't be good enough. You can't be religious enough. But there are many ways to hell. In fact, every other way leads to hell. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide, Jesus says, for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life, to eternal life he's talking about, is very narrow, and the road is very difficult, and only a few ever find it. Why is it wide? It's wide because it's the road most people choose. as more people walk down it, it's just kind of trampling out a wider road. Hell is our default destination. There is only one way to heaven. But the good news is that it is a free way. It is a free gift. Paul said God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. We all deserve to be burned up like straw. And that is the healing that Malachi was talking about when he said that you can be healed by the Son of Righteousness, and only the Son of Righteousness can impute on you righteousness. He's the only one who can make you righteous. So how do we get healed? Paul says, you got to take the gift. You got to receive the gift. That seems too good to be true. It is that good. The prophecy of Malachi is that good of news. I like to give rewards to my kids when they do good things. The other day we went to that parade downtown where they give out a ton of candy. And on our way home, we were in the van and Titus was complaining that Lincoln had the candy that he wanted. So Lincoln's eating his candy or whatever, and Titus was crying. And in a like miraculous moment that does not happen in our house, so I'm not trying to say that this happens on a regular basis, Lincoln took half of the candy that he was eating and gave it to Titus. And I was like, I will pull this car. Oh, what just happened? I actually used that line for the other day for the first time. I'm gonna pull this car over. I was like, who am I? What happened? But I turned around and I was like, Lincoln, what did you just do? He's like, Titus was crying. I gave him some candy. You take things from Titus. You don't give things to Titus. What just happened? And it was in that moment I said, Lincoln, when we get home, you are getting a prize. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm giving you, but I am going to give you a prize for what you just now did. And Lincoln runs to mom after this and he goes, Mom, Dad said that he's going to give me a present. And I'm over away and I ran over to them and I said, whoa. I said, what did you just tell mom? He said, you're going to give me a present. I said, I didn't say that. I said, I'm going to give you a prize. I said, there's a very, very big distinction between prize and present. I said, Christmas is about to come and I have bought you more presents than I should have because I like to buy gifts for my kids. And I'm going to give you some presents, and I bet that morning you will have not earned them. I don't know. I've experienced Christmas morning before, and I don't remember anything that the kids have done on Christmas morning to earn those presents. I said, I'm going to give you a lot of presents on Christmas, and you're not going to have earned any of them. I'm just going to give them to you because I love you. I'm going to give them to you because you're my son. I said, now prize is different. I said, a prize is something you earned. I'm giving you a prize even though I don't have anything to give you. And I'm going to find something to give you because you earned it, because you did something that was worthy of celebration, because you did something that was worthy of a reward. And why did I tell him this? Why in that moment, I'm not sure why, I've never even thought about that before, but in that moment I was struck by this desire to make sure Lincoln knew the difference between receiving something that he had earned and something that he was given. Because someday, and right now he can't fully understand it, but someday I'm going to tell Lincoln, and guys, you can come out, we're going to sing a song here in a minute. Someday I'm going to tell him that God offers you a free gift of grace. God wants to give you a present called forgiveness. And when he hears that, I do not want him to think for a moment that he did anything to earn it. I don't want him to think for a moment that God's gift of grace, that God's gift of forgiveness was anything because he was good, because he did what Malachi commanded, what he didn't do, what Malachi scolded for. I want him to know that God's grace is a free gift, that he's being given just because he's loved, that he's being given just because he is the Son of God. And that's my message for you today. You are being given a free gift. Now, you don't have to take it. There's a lot of people who turn down this free gift because he says the road's hard. There's a road. Have you ever gotten maybe you got a dog when you were a kid. It was a free gift. Your parents give you a dog. You're like, this is awesome. What a cool gift. There's some work that goes with having a dog, isn't there? Like, you receive that gift, and there's some things that you got to do to, like, not kill the dog. I think our relationship, not exactly, but I think our relationship with God is a little bit like that. It's a free gift. I'm loving this gift, but it kind of changed me when I got that gift. There was something happening inside of me where I just decided, you know what, I kind of want to do the things Malachi called me to do. Not because I have to, not because I'm trying to earn something, but I kind of feel like something inside of me has changed and I want to do what I'm supposed to do. And I want to do what the Bible tells me to do. And all the while I do it joyfully. Why? Because I'm in love with the dog. I don't even like dogs. Because I'm in love with the gift. Because I'm thankful for the forgiveness that was given. So we're going to celebrate that.
Thanks for tuning in to New Life Gillette. For more information, visit us on the web at www.newlifegillette.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And always remember, Jesus loves you very much, and he died to give you new life.